Good morning. I wonder who he bummed that iPad off of.
Is that the one he was looking for that day?
Yeah, I think so. It's enormous. Is he taking, you know, there's a certain kind of person who takes a picture with an iPad.
Yeah, it's our elders.
Old people.
It's our elders, yes, yeah. Yes.
No, there was a time, yeah. There was a time.
Okay, I got to get this off my chest too. I don't know if you guys watch, like this stuff arrives on my social media because I don't watch TV. Okay. But we were talking earlier about how you shouldn't watch news TV, right? Mm-hmm. It's funny as hell to me that whenever anyone dies, ENCA becomes like the funeral channel.
Oh, such a good point.
Isn't it wild? Like, have you guys seen ENCA anytime anyone dies? Like some third-rate actor, some politician you've never heard of, some like MEC for something in the Northern Cape. ENCA the whole day. You just see Dan Moyani like, well, we're giving, you know, a funeral cover today. And it's literally, it's like they basically, I don't know if they're gunning for a Clientele Life sponsorship here.
Well, that's where the big money is.
But we're going to do cover to cover funeral insurance today because we are going to be covering this funeral all day. They literally do. They broadcast their speeches, the fucking coffin coming out of the car, the coffin going into the ground, the mourners.
I've never thought of it like that.
Isn't it wild? They've become the funeral channel.
Karis, that means they also own the rights for your funeral, hey?
Not a chance. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna specifically in my will make sure that there's an absolute ban on any news. But it's so weird. Please tell me that I'm not the only one who's picked this up.
It is weird, but you kind of like credit where credit's due. They've found a niche.
It's what they're good at. I'll give them that.
Their whole thing is they need views, right?
So I don't even know. I don't even know who it was. It could have been Praveen Gordon or someone who died the other day. And man, did these guys do morning till night, funeral, funeral, funeral.
Question though, do they cover any of the costs? Because also those kind of funerals I've seen, they'll cover the memorial, and the memorial is always in some hall and looks very beautiful and whatnot. And then they'll cover the actual funeral. And I'm always like, yo, guys.
They are the funeral channel.
Some people did. They only, you know, took out a funeral cover for 50,000.
The silver package.
Yeah, no. It's just enough to cover friends and family. Now there's a whole nation that I need to feed. Like, guys.
But it's actually a really good point you bring up. So ENCA probably should have a network. And they go, right, look, we'll give you 50K, but now we're next to the coffin as it comes out. You know, it's like the celebrities used to get top billing to go and give them money for their wedding.
Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
The same thing.
So there is a lot of that. There's a huge amount of attention seeking, and media will cover you if you give them enough money. Congo Chris says, Gareth, we're going to bury you in James's filthy car.
that's the send off.
Huh? Look at the car. Now, you know, the only thing that James was worried about is that his mom, who sometimes watches the show, and I'm horrified. I just want to apologize to James's mom. If you've seen like some of the things that he's done and said on the show, it's really,
we should get her in.
Quite, he seems like such a decent.
James's mom.
He was raised
best.
Well. He's a decent chap, but foul mouth when you're not looking, mom.
With a foul car, hey.
You're in a foul car. Very bad. Anyway, Sanelli says ENCA are the leeches of death. That's unbelievable. Seamus says black people love their funeral. Hey, that's stereotyping. Don't you go down the road that Ben went with the Jews this morning.
I wasn't stereotyping the Jews. I was just
identifying the industrious ways.
Black people go to funerals. They don't even know the person who's being buried.
That's right.
Free food. It's a plate for them. It's, hey, guys, that thing is true.
It is true.
I'm sorry, but my people.
Can you imagine ENCA? They rock up with a plate and cameras.
No. They'll pitch up, they'll bring their cameras and their whole crew, and they'll all help themselves before even the family.
Yes.
And they'll go and sit down and eat.
And they'll be like, crew.
Yeah.
they will.
I'm telling you, it's like a craft table for them. Like, don't know who catered this. This is a good funeral. Like the last two we went to, not so good. No. The food here is good. They've got lamb. This is great.
In fact, they come with these are the allergies. So please make sure.
Yeah. Can you imagine? They like go to the family as the family's just lost this person. They're like, and ENCA come with their contract. They're like, well, we really prefer butter instead of margarine?
Please.
Can we have brown bread instead of white? And also, some of our people have allergies, like Simpua says. So we'd prefer it. And also, you know, that the road's a bit bumpy. If you guys could, like, get the family who are still crying to fill up the holes so that our big Obi truck can make it there on time.
Mm-hmm.
ENCA funerals, I think it's a smart business play. And you get those specialist reporters, you know, like you get those investigative journalists with like the UN bulletproof thing in the Middle East. You get a guy who just has the perfect somber tone and he's like the on the ground.
Do you think Cyril pitches up at funerals for the free meals too?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, of course.
Straight to the front of the queue.
I can't give him pem pem pem, even with food. Give him pem pem pem. That's him.
Oh, man. Who's president while he's in the UN? And by the way, he went to the UN and he said very little about us and a whole lot about Palestine. I'm like, dude, focus on home. I know you've got this thing going, but focus on home. And also, you don't really speak for South Africa anymore. You're 40%, remember? You don't actually go to the UN and say, we as a nation, because you can't anymore. You can't do that. That would be like, because if you can, then Steenhuisen can also, and he can go, we the nation. You can't. You're under 50%. You don't represent the majority of people anymore. You got to be very careful what you start saying now, Cyril, because it's different. It's different post this election. You see, we put you in your place. Am I right?
Yeah, and he also still needs to get the buy-in of the GNU members. So you can't just be chief unless you guys are all in agreement.
And MK and those guys say that you're not even a real government of national unity. So there's at least 20% that definitely don't believe in you. Then there's the 20% who've joined with you to make it over 50. And they are like, maybe after this China thing, they're not going to want to be your friends anymore. So you're in a very tricky position. You got to be super careful about what you promise people right now, Cyril. And you need more Elon's money than you think. Anyway, ENCA would ask for gluten-free bread and lacto-free butter, probably.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's just so embarrassing. It's like, honestly, you see the just morning till night coverage of funerals. It's weird. And I haven't been watching a lot of TV, so I might be completely wrong here, but that's what I see. It's very odd. It's like funeral time. I remember when Charlene Surtee Richards died, and they were like hanging around the house, like, you know, like how tow truck drivers hang around an accident?
Yeah.
They were like ENCA people with their cameras, like interviewing people. Let me tell you something. If you've just lost someone you really care about, the last thing you want is those people there, right?
Yes.
So undignified. And then they film it as they bring out the coffin. It's so bad. It's so like disrespectful. And what business is it of ours? I say this as a person who actually did meet Charlene Surtee Richards a few times. I didn't know her well, but she came and did some shows
was nice.
Yeah, she
was funny.
And she was funny. And then they're talking about how poor she was when she died. And like, it's just so bad. I'm like, guys,
we don't need to know the family secrets.
No,
now.
Have some dignity. Just stay away until it's time. I'm surprised they didn't go into the house and say, can we see the body, please?
Start rummaging through the cupboards.
Already. Yeah, yeah. That's the next step. I wouldn't put it past them. Next thing, ENCA is going to go and rummage in the cupboards.
They
mustn't
try that, hey? Don't try that with black folks, though, and uncles. Don't try that nonsense.
You reckon they'll take them down?
They were, like, you know, a lot of the times when people are mourning, they're not going to do certain things, but push them just enough and you'll see flames because they have nothing to lose. They're just like, it's like the Rahadis who just air out all the
dirty. The Rahadis are my favorite.
Yes, they have nothing. For them, it's like, you know what? This is my final chance. This is, if I don't get this out now, I can't. It's the same thing. You push those uncles enough, they're going to fight you. It's done for you. It's done.
Sandile says they followed Praveen all the way to Durban. And Carl says, when my uncle killed himself, the first call I made was to Dan Moyani.
Stop.
Oh, man. I love this. Rebellious Ruth says, don't you find Jewish funerals just make so much sense, G? You've been to a few. Yeah, I love a Jewish funeral.
Lots of hip-hop, huh?
Lots of hip-hop. No, it's like a cheap pine box. You get buried the next day.
Yeah.
There's no complication. There's no like messing around, taking a whole week to plan things. State official funeral. Just put them in. And then people have a chance immediately to start dealing with it. You know? Unbelievable. I mean, you have to have that body sitting there for how many days so ENCA can film people filing past it. It's just so undignified. Deborah Patter would be perfect for the funeral game, says Slippery Pickle. Oh, no. She'd chase them around, smoking two cartons of smokes and holding an urn of coffee. So, what did you think of the dead person?
Well, there's different degrees, right? So if it was a murder, you throw in Deborah. If it was a lateral causes thing, then Dan
is fine.
In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, we've got to talk about some sport because time is ticking.
Oh, Jesus, yes. Okay. Let's get to some sport.
Because I'm going to get kicked out in a bit and then we won't be anything.
All right, let's do it.
Out.
So, what you guys do?
We'll kick you out.
No, you made a choice.
First of all,
like, no.
You're not doing that. You're not doing that walking around at 6 a.m. thing anymore. So you technically could be here at 6, but you're still coming in at 6:30. So don't give us trouble.
It's your show. I'm just here
for a
feature.
So come in at 6. Because it's weird when you just walk in while we've been talking for half an hour. It's weird.
It's just weird.
All right. Get to the sport. Here's Ben. this is the sport. And we got some betting odds with Super Bets too. Give it to us, Ben.
Yeah, guys, it's a big weekend of rugby because Eben Etzebeth is about to play his 128th test match for the Springboks.
Is that what you grew that little
Yes, I've got a bookie for Eben here.
Eben.
We should all do this out of respect.
I can't. I'd have to grow one for like 6 years before it even show up.
Took me about 3 weeks, but I'm not telling anyone that. Okay. So it's a huge game because it's also the decider of the rugby championships. Now, we dropped the ball a little bit last week, or Marnie did, or also the defense did. Basically, the whole team played like crap last week, and we lost to Argentina in the heat in this place called Santiago. But this week, we're in Umbombela, which is a great draw. All of you have made the trip up there. It's going to be a hell of a draw this weekend.
Yeah.
It's great that we have these sort of like secondary stadiums you can go to. Ennis Park's cool. Cape Town Stadium's amazing. But a test match in Mombela, it's the biggest thing that ever happened to that town.
Ah.
Great thing. Ibn will run out first, the most capped guy. He's 32 years old, so he's still got a way to go.
Uh-huh.
But this Oak is just such a national treasure. He really is. He's just larger than life. He's given so much to this team. And it's great that we can honor a guy like this with a game like this. And the Bucks are going to run rampant. I feel this is the game they're going to come together. Marnie does start, but I don't think that's a terrible thing. They'll work it out. I think there's a good team, and they've been stuttering a bit with the team selections. We'll be going all guns blazing for Eben. So that's 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, cool.
Not that it has any bearing on the actual title. New Zealand will take on Australia at 9:05. But they're playing in Wellington. Okay. Even the All Blacks don't like it at Wellington.
No. So that's one does.
9:05 if you like that. Also, lots of rugby, United Rugby Championships. So the URC is where all our local guys get together. It's like obviously the replacement for Super Rugby. We're now kind of going to that third full season. Third into the fourth, because the Rainbow Cup also happened. This is the biggest thing that we have in rugby, and it's just showing that because the Bucks are so much better than the other teams, it's because of the Northern Hemisphere thing. Mm-hmm. So we can really appreciate and actually enjoy the fact that this is who we are now. We play against Northern Hemisphere teams. We can be classified as one, sure, if you really want, but these games are going to be good. And all the SA teams are now into this. So on Saturday, Lions will be taking on Ulster at 5-1. The Bulls will be taking on Edinburgh. Now, the Bulls obviously choked the final last year, so they've got lots to prove here. Okay. They'll be at 3. Connacht would be hosting the Sharks, who many think could be SA's top team this year because they got
the Sox.
They just won the Currie Cup. They won the other competition last year as well. So the Sharks have a lot to prove. Sir Khaleesi's come back to kind of just, you know, glue the whole thing together. And then the Ospreys, which are big Welsh birds, they'll be hosting the Stormers at 8:35. Cool. So shit tons of rugby, but the football is perhaps where the most tongues are going to be wagging right now. Like last week, Man City somehow managed to beat Arsenal, which was hugely disappointing for everyone because nobody wants to see Man City win a fifth title in a row. Nobody. We want to see Man City in court and we want to see them get knocked out. It's all we care about this year, okay? I'm so tired of seeing that Haaland guy score all these goals. He's so much bigger than these football players. Like he's good. Like, I just hate the fact how good he is. So Man City are, of course, the team to beat. They are away to Newcastle, so they'll beat them 1:30. Chelsea's been hugely resurgent all of a sudden. They actually look like quite a dangerous team with their 757 players. They'll take on Brighton at 4. Arsenal taking on Leicester at 4. They're going to bounce back. They already bounced back. They won their Carabao Cup game 5-1 this week. And then the Wolves will be taking on James's team at 6:30. Now, James's team, lost to Nottingham Liverpool. Forest, which is hugely, hugely embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing.
That's why his car is so dirty. Because his self-esteem is so low because Liverpool lost to Nottingham Forest a couple of weeks ago. So they got a chance to redeem themselves, but they'll have to keep winning the whole season to redeem themselves. They're away to the Wolves. And then the big one for the weekend, Man United fans, again with the tears, because Spurs, who is a traditionally a Jewish
team
club,
of tears.
Traditionally, the Jews also like Spurs, Gareth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if
that's
you go...
news.
Yeah, so Man United hosting Spurs, Opus 5, big, big game. And of course, there is PSL action to get involved with as well, because Chiefs are taking on Sundowns. That's the really big one locally. Mm. That'll be at 3 o'clock Saturday. And I'll tell you what, the rest aren't going to be...
The Mutaungs versus the Mutsepes.
It's a really big game because Chiefs, of course, we know they are the Man United of SA football.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yes, they will dazzle their fans. I mean, this week they beat AmaZulu, to which people were saying, but who are AmaZulu really?
Gavin says City and Arsenal was a draw, Ben.
Sorry, it felt like a loss. there were 2-1 up and they got a guy sent off and then it still hurts me.
And then someone else says here, don't lie. A Signet says, don't lie, Ben. James's car hasn't been washed since they won the league.
Hectic.
That's also a fair point.
It's a long time ago. Sure.
That is a fair point. Yeah, so lots of football. There's lots of rugby. There is President's Cup golf on, but the Americans are already 5-0 up after only having 5 points they could have played for. It's such a one-sided waste of time, that President's Cup. It's nice in theory. Then you get, they say that they're going to, Asian golf was going to take a huge leap with this, but they just get dicked every time by the Americans.
Shame, that's terrible.
It's so sad. So if you go to Superbets right now, obviously all of these markets are available to bet on, and you can play multipliers, single bets, whatever it may be.
Can we bet on Irban?
You can't just bet on Irban, no. Although that would be a great bet.
It would be, huh?
I mean, imagine if there was a bet, how many tests will this guy get to? And when he debuted at 20, whatever it was, 128 is such an achievement.
That's incredible.
To what your body goes through.
Yeah, he's a monster. Sorry, Ben, you're having a stroke.
Just a sneeze. Okay. So what I think is a really good bet for the URC is that you can play a couple of multipliers while you're enjoying the BOC action, of course. So I've gone with Glasgow Warriors, defending champs, they're to win their game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Leinster, strong Irish team, the Lions, the Bulls, and Munster. I reckon they're all going to win. So it's not the biggest thing to worry about. And you get odds of 2.16. So that means for every Rand that you bet, you can win 2.16 Rand back. So you're going to more than double your money. I think that's a pretty good bet on Superbets. So if you go on to that, of course, there's so much football you can throw in the mix there. It's just a very exciting weekend again. And rugby championships, I reckon the box by a handicap of around 15.
Okay.
Because last week they played so badly. And
it was
so sad.
A bit of a shock, hey?
And they had.
I think a lot of South Africans who were getting used to the high of winning had a bit of a shock last week.
Well, it's who we are now, right? No. And we put everything on the box winning. So when the box lost, it was really shitty. But they've got 10 of their better players back at home for Irban's big day. I reckon you can put a handicap on South Africa at minus 15. Probably not minus 15 and a half. I think that'll also be a very good bet. So that, guys, is your big sporting weekend.
Very good.
I'm damn excited.
Thank you, Ben.
Going to play golf in the morning, roll in to watch Irban
fantastic.
All of Argentina.
So Superbet supports responsible gambling, strictly under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline, 0800-006-008. It is Friday morning, and it's the end of the month. For lots of people, this is the best possible Friday of all Fridays, because we're also going into supposedly spring, as long as there isn't another cold front on its way. I know.
Next week.
No, I don't want to hear about it. I'm just going to pretend it's not there. And maybe it'll improve. They keep revising the number. They're revising it up all the time. 3 degrees, 5 degrees, 7 degrees. Let's keep going up. Jason says, I walked into a couple making love in the back of a church while there was a funeral on.
So you guys have no decorum. Wait, firstly, it's in a church. Secondly, it's at a funeral. Like, how horny were you guys? Like, wait, what?
Yes, disgusting.
It's absolutely... Hey, guys, people are crying here. I just lost my father. I just lost my dad. You guys are busy pumping.
At least he said making love in that description.
Yeah, he did say making love. He didn't say fucking.
Pumping.
No. Either way, some things keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with Simpio on this.
Keep to yourself.
As someone who's only been into a church maybe a handful of times, I know that's not the place to do that.
Unholy ground. Imagine.
Imagine.
You guys don't fear anything. You guys do not fear anything in life. Anything.
All right. Sanella says, and this is an interesting point I want your thoughts on, Sampiwe. Between Ben sneezing and your coughing, we're having a great day on that sofa.
I was fine till I sat here.
Yeah, like it's says, cold.
You've been sick for weeks.
Sanella says, Sanella says, a lot of broke uncles rise to prominence during funerals.
Oh, yes.
They feel like the CEO. They want to control everything, but with your money.
Oh, yes.
Yes, uncles.
Uncles are just so problematic.
Uncles, big problem.
Bahata Chelet, let me tell you something with uncles, right? It's not just funerals. It's even with the Lobola negotiations, with family meetings. If you guys are going to renovate, they think that they can be the minister of finance.
Even uncles.
And they'll tell you that, yes, so Ben must contribute 10,000. Gareth, you must contribute 15,000. They don't even know how much you guys earn. They just give you ridiculous amounts. And then when you ask him, okay, so if I'm taking out 10,000, how much are you taking out? Don't worry about me. I'm going to make sure that the project is successful.
Pat has a problem, and maybe you can address this problem, Ben, now that Simpiwe has addressed the uncle's problem. Pat says, it's just not right that we and thousands cannot watch our Booka or Proteus due to us not having DSTV.
Yeah, no, it's a product. What do you want? Pat?
Pat, what? Pat? Pat? Pat's uncle?
Okay, Pat. Yeah, Pat, I don't know what to do there. You know, maybe go to a mate's house. Maybe they've got DSTV. Go to a bar.
Or shell out some cash, Pat.
And also, Pat, I mean, all those players.
I've driven past squatter camps. They have DSTV dishes on their roof.
Yes.
What? Yeah. How bad is life for you, priorities. Pat? Come on. I'll help you, Pat.
Pat, I mean, also when it comes back to, I mean, forget about the Proteas. I mean, they just played Afghanistan. No one cared about that. But Eben, all those oaks, they need to be paid lots of money. You don't get to 128 test matches by just getting, you know, fed pup and samp or whatever. So they've got to shell out a lot of cash. It's a massively financially strenuous machine, this whole box thing. So unfortunately, yeah, it's a massive cog. The broadcast deal is a massive cog in the success of the Springboks, whether we like it or not. But, you know, you can turn a challenge into an opportunity, Pat. Meet younger guys, maybe. Go on their prize.
Maybe that's what Pat's into. Juliana has an honest question for us. Why does TRN?
Honest?
No, there are lots of honest questions, but that's how Juliana starts the question. Honest question. Why does TRN not allow for donations on the channel or a Patreon? Okay. So, first of all, we're a business, so we're not a charity. We don't need you to hand out money to us. We're not like Cyril going to Elon and there we go. Like, look at these two. There, this is the symbol of Cyril, right? Give me your money. So we're not a charity. We don't expect anything for nothing. We have terrific clients and sponsors who we work hard to bring out on the show. And, you know, they're selling stuff. We want to introduce them to you. It works. But also, I don't want you giving me your money because then you're going to tell me what to do on this show. And I'm not going to listen to you. So it's going to end badly for all of us.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of people going on the internet and asking for money from complete strangers. I think it is so distasteful. I really do. If you're starting a Patreon or a please fund me, GoFundMe or whatever, because you want a titty operation or you need to straighten your teeth or you need to buy a new pair of sneakers, I don't need to help you with that. And neither should anyone else, including Pat. I don't think Pat should have to pay for someone else's sneakers. Pat's struggling to get her own DSTV going.
Where was Pat?
You must pay for your own shit. Where did this come from that everybody else must pay for your stuff? You pay for your stuff. And if you can't afford it, then you can't have it. I mean, that's what my dad told me at age 3, and I remember it. I was like, Dad, I want this. Dad, I want this. He's like, you can get that when you have money. But Dad, I'm 3. Then you'll have to wait a while.
But you don't have it now.
Right.
Just like that. And then you loved it
delayed
when you got it.
Delayed gratification.
When you got it, it was a great day.
Oh, my God. I mean, look, James got his car. He has no respect for it.
Zero.
Doesn't even wash it. Look at that car. Disgrace.
So, Pat, if you're over 70 and you can't wash it, I get it. But, you know, you've got to make a plan, Pat. We all made plans in our lives.
Yes.
Get younger friends.
There we go.
Maybe get the rest of you 70-year-olds together. Chip in. Oh, Pat, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to sound dismissive either because my parents are in their 70s and I dearly love them. But you've got to make a plan, Pat.
Yeah.
Because put it this way, if the Springboks and the Proteas and all these teams are not on DStv, they're going to go to shit. And then they'll be ranked 6th, 7th. Okay, the Proteas are out of this conversation. Then they'll be ranked 6th, 7th in the world, and then you won't want to watch them. And then who wins then, Pat?
Listen, Migs makes a very good point about all of this. It kind of doesn't put a good light on Simpiwe. Remember, everybody, Simpiwe got that Stanley Cup for free just due to James's mom.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, let me clear up. I believe in just sharing my wish list with people.
Okay? Oh, I know you do. You have many times.
Yes, right? And James's mom, you know, God bless her soul, was just like, hey, you know, here you go.
Is Pat James's mom?
I don't know. James's mom, first of all, isn't that old. And second of all, Pat probably can afford DStv as well. Listen, guys, please stop asking other people for money. Just it's wrong, okay? Just stop it. When did you all become charity cases?
Government.
You know, the last time I took a cent off of my parents, I was like 18. And I know that if I needed it, they would help me. Okay, but I'm an adult man now, and it is now my job to help other people. But I'll do that willingly. I'll one of my friends needs something, or if there's a really good cause that I want to support, I'll help them. But this nonsense of going around asking for stuff, it's like, come on. I hate this. I really do. I think it's so undignified. Congo Chris says, imagine if this comment section had the power to super chat and inject on the show. It would be a fucking disaster. Yes, it would. And imagine if I gave you that power by letting you pay for it, because then you'd think you owned it.
Yes, exactly.
Terrible idea. Yeah. Terrible idea.
Especially Chris.
As Candace Owens says, life is tough. Get a helmet. Mm. Yes. 23-year-old life coach influencers tell people that if they're manifesting something, they'll get it. That's where it comes from, says Raven.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yep. That's the biggest scam ever.
Ooh, that's
sadly
bad.
They're manifesting on the sideline. That's where the money's going.
Carl DeSantis says, guys, you're being super disrespectful to Pat Simcox. Just tell them who Pat Simcox is, Ben.
Pat Simcox was an old Protea. Well, Pat Simcox was one of those oaks that looked like he was 50 when he was 20. You know, the old sort of regime, he would smoke a pack a day while playing, always on the beers. Pat was one of the original sort of Protea icons.
Bitcoin Boot says, can I pay R5 for my comment? Now we're talking. You know what I think would clear up a lot of the noise and nonsense on social media? Is if you made people pay to comment. So if you really have, if you feel, it's also like when people say, I'm really, really upset about what's going on in Pakistan at the moment. And you say to them, how upset are you about Pakistan, really? If I gave you a free ticket to go there and pick up a gun and fight with them, for example. Oh, Simpiwe, you're right. Oh, my God. Sneezing and coughing going on over here this morning. What's happening with you two?
It has to be cold.
It's Arctic. Okay. So as I was saying before I was interrupted by all the body sounds from the sofa over here, if you really care about something, you should actually put some skin in the game. I think it would be great to go to everyone who's commented on Russia, Ukraine, Gaza, Biden, Harris, Trump. People who get really fired up about this stuff and say to them, how much? Prove it. Show us your money.
They're not going, right? They're not going.
I reckon after 3 comments where you haven't paid, you haven't shown that you're willing to part with some money for something you say on the internet, then we should disable your account. You're a bullshit artist.
You should pay $1 a day for having a Ukraine flag on your profile pic. And then there'll be the social currency.
And it can go to Ukraine.
I've had the profile pic of Ukraine for 2 years now, which means you had to pay $1 a day for 2 years.
Yeah.
Just come here with your today it's blacked out, tomorrow is the Palestine. Today, if you really care, let's put some money in. And then all these platforms can then say, right, we've raised $7 million for this, and it'll go to, and then that virtue signaling stuff will actually be a business.
What a good idea.
People will not give a shit. Simple as that.
Okay. It's basically an ad site. You promote your post accordingly. Well, that's what they do with boosting, but I'm saying the entry level stuff. You get 3 free comments per day, but if you want to post a 4th one about something that you feel very strongly about, you got to pay for it. That would stop so much of this stuff.
Yeah, I think you get one free,
one free,
and that activates a window saying cough up for your your causes now. You care so much? You want to add hope?
There goes the internet. People are not going to talk, okay? They're not going to comment. They're not going to do nothing.
Got to have conviction in life, guys.
M says in the comments, I've liked Garrett's parents since they made him pay back the money, his tuition fee for law school. They did, because I didn't finish my law degree. They made me pay it back.
Good.
Sure.
Pay back the money. And I did. I had to. It was terrible. It was such wasted money, but at least they didn't waste their money. They made me waste their money, and then they made me pay for it. Bad things happen because you deserve them.
Everything in life is your fault.
You're saying James deserves his car?
Are you following Matt Walsh, Gareth? His new movie, I Am a Racist, is a big game changer. Am I a racist? Sorry. I've definitely heard about it. I haven't seen the movie, but I think once it's available in this country, it would be fun to see. Because I'm also, that's another thing that I'm really tired of, is like, we talked about this briefly on Wednesday morning, and it links to the news stuff we were talking about, is News 24 saying Jan Bri was a racist for handing out Boerewors roles to only white people. Turns out it was complete nonsense. But the supply and demand for racism are totally out of kilter, right? There isn't a lot of racism in South Africa. In fact, I was talking to a dude at the gym the other day, black guy. He says to me, there were some serious conversations going on here. He's like, you know, the problem with this gym, he says, there are too many blacks. I'm like, dude, you can't say that. And he honestly, like, this is how good race relations in this country are, that a black man can say that to a white man, and I can laugh and say to him, you can't say that. I think that's a healthy situation. But they're looking for it, right? So they have to go and set up a camera or whatever, or just send some journalist who's probably looking for a free Boerewors role.
The journalist was there primarily for the Boerewors role.
I'm thinking that's what it is. It's like ENCA go for the funeral food. Mm. I think News 24 pay their people so badly that they go to places where Jan Bri is making Boerewors roles, and they like try to like prize one loose from him. And then he's like, this is your fourth one. Yeah. And I know where you work, and they should start paying you now. It's embarrassing. So he gives them the Boerewors role. But in this case, they made up this whole story, and the supply and demand are not equal. There's a huge demand in the media for like racism. And this is what this Matt Walsh's film, as I understand it, he's going around exposing how there's a whole like group of hustlers. They're race hustlers. These are people who are making money by like getting white ladies around a table to explain their white guilt, you know? It's like they actually pay $5,000 to sit around a dinner table and have like a black woman tell them how bad they are. And they're paying for this. Can you imagine anything more ridiculous than if
start this cult? Because that's could. Easy money, you know?
If you can get people to feel guilty about something, then you can make them pay for it. Go for it, Simpiwe. I'll help you set it up.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'll even market it here on the show. Are you feeling guilty about your whiteness? Simpiwe is going to reprimand you for 3 hours. You could pay her 5,000 rand.
And get that dominatrix in to slap them at the end as well.
Exactly.
Yes. In fact,
that's a very good package deal.
You know?
There we go. Okay.
It might end in tears, but
you need
hey.
You need a black dominatrix.
No white tears. That's very important because white tears are manipulative.
Yeah. Oh. But they need to let it out. No, of the guilt.
Yeah, they must be guilt. They let and it out. Like, they let it out the money by afterwards. Giving you money.
Okay. Yeah, Cynthia, too many tears. Another 100 bucks from you.
All right. We've solved all of these problems this morning. I want to bring on our guest because he came all the way to see us. Go away, Ben. Thank you. We've finished.
Yeah, okay. Bye. It was nice.
I just want to say in closing, must watch Monsters, the Menendez brothers story on Netflix, and next week we'll unpack it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. we've got homework.
Yeah,
know if I can watch it.
You mustn't
watch it.
I'm
very sensitive, but I will do my research on it.
It's hectic, and we'll discuss next week.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Cheers, Ben. All right, let's get our guest in here. I'm very excited to meet him. First time I've ever met him. He's a comedian in South Africa. He's somebody who has done the Fringe World Best Weekly Comedy Show winner. This is incredible. This is good. This is very good.
How's it going?
Hello.
Dalen Oliver. Dalen. Very nice to see you, dude.
We can stretch. Here we go. Thanks for having me here. Yeah.
How are you, dude?
Fish, early morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, comedians are not used to this. You guys drink at night and do your shows and you don't wake up early.
I had a couple of black rooibos now, so yeah, look at that.
They'll give you that.
I was trying to be future
forward. Give you some fuel in the tank.
Working off the dad bod.
Did you hear the shit we were talking about just now?
I did.
What did you think of that? Comedy material or rubbish?
South Africans always have the conversation, which is good.
Okay.
And that's important. We're not scared of conversations.
No.
The world is. Yeah.
I agree with you.
We're honest.
Yeah.
And we can still disagree and have a braai.
Someone just got back from America and told me that over there at the moment, every conversation is hugely like trepidatious. People are so scared of saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you, for example, are a Kamala supporter and you're with a bunch of Trump supporters. You can't say anything for fear that they'll actually throw you out.
Yes.
Right. And vice versa. But here, you can, we just ripped on the president for like half an hour.
Yes. Yeah.
And none of us are going to go to jail.
No, not at all.
You know?
I mean, in some countries, you're not allowed to speak about the presidents. I remember when Bob Mugabe was still alive in Zim. If you were a comic and you spoke about him, they'd show up. Whether security or police, and you could get arrested. It was illegal. So,
well, don't just use Bob because we always choose like African dictators.
Yes.
But Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, wants to make it illegal to mock him.
Wow. Did he go to private school? What's his background?
No, here's the story. So first of all, he looks like he's like got perfect hair and he's perfectly California, right? Yeah. But this guy, apparently there's a meme going around. You know when people take AI and they make it look like someone said something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't believe politicians anyway. So what difference does this make?
Yeah.
He wants to make it illegal to do that. In other words, to present something as true when it actually isn't. And haven't we always had to do, you remember the old days of like those magazines that you used to get with like baby born with eight heads?
Yes.
Or aliens abducted my husband.
Yeah.
That was fake news, but we didn't call it that.
We went with it.
We called it entertainment.
Mm. But we also need more South Africans in the world because think of how honestly we grew up. Like all of your imperfections become your nickname. Yeah. Or the, people don't go, oh, shame. They're like,
Did you have a nickname?
Me, yeah. They called me Snorkel.
Why?
Because I have a confident nose. It's not big. Yeah.
Turn to the side there.
There we go. It's beautiful.
Turn to the side. That's a
good 90 degrees.
That's a powerful aquiline nose.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think that's embarrassing.
Snorkel. Yeah. But I mean, listen, I grew into my nose and my ears. So as
Thank
all
God.
Of us did.
But you know, as you get older, your nose and ears keep growing.
Yeah.
And
but then my head probably got bigger. My body moved a bit more into the dad bod space with no children. But yeah.
So tell us about you, Dalen. I mean, it's the first time I met you. Yeah. Tell me about you.
Yeah. Born and bred in Cape Town. Growing up, I wanted to play cricket for the Proteas. How's that? I played.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I played junior provincial cricket. Was Western Province under 19 captain. 2 years in the academy. Then at 21, I started stand up comedy. That was in 2010. I was up at UCT, for my sins. I'm a qualified high school maths and history teacher.
Wow.
I got offered a master's scholarship for history. And I had finished history honors. And then they said, do you want to do your master's? I said, no, I want to tell jokes in observatory.
And you thought, idiot, why did you take that opportunity?
Do you not proud my colored parents? They were like, go boy. No, but they've been great. They've supported me.
That's quite cool.
Sure.
I'm always interested, though, in why people choose comedy, because it's damn hard.
Yeah, it's and going on into I'm doing this 14 years, and then people always say, what do you tell the next generation? Without sounding audible, you guys are in entertainment as well. You go, don't do it. It's difficult. If you're going to do it, stick it out. Be resilient and be ready for all the rejection.
Right.
Because your idea of the art is theaters, beautifully shot specials, everything's that shiny about it. And then my first gig was in a dingy bar in Athlone. Beautiful. Above a bottle store. Yeah. Above the Lincoln Tavern. Joker's Comedy Club. Shout out to Melody Chevron.
I know where that is.
You know where that is. Yeah. I'm sure you've had many a good evenings in the Athlone area.
Absolutely.
Golden Dish.
Maybe we were there on the same night at
you
the Golden
there.
Dish.
I saw this white dude and I was wondering, what are you doing here?
Seriously?
So, yeah. No.
Okay. Because I have been to the Golden Dish.
I know. Oh. Do you know where I remember you from as a youngster, though? Do you remember football back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still DJing. We used to do.
You know what FUBAR stands for?
No.
You don't?
No.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Oh, wow. And we had under 18 parties there. What a time, Claremont Vanderhoof. Yeah. What a time. We did not know that. We told our parents we went to school.
But yeah, I went. So I went to the Galaxy.
Yes.
One night. And then after drinking at the Galaxy, and we were up on the third floor, you know, where they do the karaoke.
Yeah,
and
shit, yeah.
Right. And then we went afterwards to the Golden Dish to have a bastard.
Bless. And see, on a car bonnet.
My colored credentials are good, dude.
You've lived, eh?
I have lived.
And you had your food on the bonnet of the car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Bonnet.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that food, you will have the most terrible hangover of your life. But if you do have that food, you'll be fine.
It was like ritual. If you went to Galaxy, student nights were on Thursdays. So if you went on a Thursday or Friday, whatever day it was, we went Thursdays. And then afterwards, you go to Golden Dish and you have whatever your choice of Gatsby, salami, and then you must have.
And a bastard.
Yeah, we didn't have that because
you didn't have a bus,
I knew my father, so I chose.
You chose life.
I chose life. You chose trauma, and that's okay because you were inebriated. Is that the
tell
right
me?
Word?
Is it harder to be a teacher or a comedian?
It's teachers are the rock stars of the world. First of all, my mom was a teacher for like 30 plus years. And South Africa is interesting because you're dealing with kids from different spectrums. So socially,
I thought you were talking about the autistic spectrum because that's a whole thing now too.
That's another thing
every
as well.
Every fucking kid's on the autistic. My kid's on the spectrum. No, you're just a shit parent and your kid's out of control.
Stop with the gentle parenting.
Please.
Parenting
am
stuff.
I right?
I don't have kids yet, so I can't comment.
Yeah, but you're allowed.
I'm allowed to. Yeah. So I do this. Before I was married, I'm married for a year now, right? And before I was married, the first time I moved out. So I moved out late. I moved out to my parents. I was at 26, which is late for people of color. Is that?
Is it?
No.
No, Sims is tall. She's racking up the years.
My apologies. It's early for people of color. It's late for white people in
South
Africa.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
You think so? I don't know. Hey,
when did you move out?
When did you move out?
I moved out probably 22, 23.
Not a chance. I would never.
I promise you.
I was studying, taking a train home, happy with a home cooked meal.
Yeah, yeah. No, listen, it was a mistake.
Yes.
If I could go back, I would have stayed a lot longer. Free meals, accommodation, washing, all of that stuff, right?
Yes.
I'm with you. Okay. That's interesting, though.
Yeah,
I wonder how many, if we did a like survey of South Africa now, have people started leaving the house later?
I think so.
Mm. Or
they should do it later.
Way later.
I recommend it because like when I did this, you know, when people advertise places, you don't know that it doesn't come with furniture. Like no one tells you this as a young adult. No one tells
you. Was that
this.
Your first scam?
I was like, I thought the place, the pictures had
comes
a couch.
With furniture.
Yes, the pictures had a couch. You're like, no, if you read, it says there's no furniture.
So you
in
walked
here.
Into this place and there was nothing.
Nothing, right? Anyway, so my lounge was then a camping chair and the cooler box.
Oh, mid-rent dudes. There we go.
Mid-rent dudes.
There we go. I feel like you have trauma. Is there a story? What's his name? What did he do to you? What was in the cooler box?
We shall not name and shame.
So then when my friends who, because you know, you have your friends who studied hard, bless them, and who have mainstream careers.
I was never friends of those people.
Right? But they are the they are the ones who don't look down on you, but go, you must get your life in order.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, do you have an RA? And you're like, oh my word, what is an RA? Jeez, I could drive a VW. This is a difficult question.
If I ever went to a braai or a party and someone said to me, do you have an RA?
Yeah. But people ask that question.
Yes, though you must run.
Running.
Let me tell you something. If somebody says that to you in your 20s, if someone says to you, do you have an RA?
Yeah.
Just run. They are obviously working for an insurance company or a financial service, and they're trying to sell you something.
Yes.
Get away.
It's Herbalife. Right.
Or it's Cyril trying to get his hands on it. Cyril trying to get some of your money.
Do you think Elon's going to
give him money?
Well, no, we're not giving money. Just like extend that satellite to South Africa.
Depends how much Cyril gets.
Yeah.
That's anyway.
Look, I've got a satellite on my iPad. I've got what? Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's solitaire. Oh, I'm just playing solitaire on my iPad at this funeral.
So what I would do with my friends who would visit, and my one friend, because of the parenting, he would go, you're almost 30, you need to get your life in order. Mm-hmm. Like you can't have camping chairs and a cooler box.
Yeah.
It's like, this is amazing though. And then I said, I don't want to be rude, but you must worry about what's immediate in your life? And he said, what do you mean? I said, your son is 10 and going to read properly. This is. Then he got offended. I'm like, but she's at the private school. You're spending money.
But isn't it weird? Like, he felt okay
to tell me,
giving you advice about your camping chairs and your apartment, and your cooler box.
Thank you. I like that you said chairs, just camping chair.
But
so no business.
But when you told him that he should get his 10-year-old reading, you're not a parent. How dare you? I'm like, please.
And listen, if we can argue and clash, but still break bread afterwards, then it's cool.
Okay. Yeah, but if people mention RAs, you don't want to break bread.
No. I probably can't afford to then. What kind of bread is that?
So here we go. Some comments here. Someone says, you have got a real nose for cocaine.
A lot of people told me that.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know. Well, if you're working corporate, it might be. I don't know. I'm highly functional.
Congo Chris says, I think I saw Dalen at Century City this year. He's hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you, Congo Chris. I appreciate you. Could have been.
Yeah, possible. Dalen, I met him at the Perth Fringe Festival. Hey. Funny motherfucker, says Vincent.
Vincent, appreciate you.
Very good. You see a lot of Australian dollars. You've got fans here all over the place.
Good people.
I don't know where this comes from, but MM says, my husband has two dicks.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's that person who just says random stuff because they want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, I think that comes from nowhere. Yeah. And MM, you need no further participation in the comment section, all right? We'll be fine if you just take it easy for the next 7 minutes. Take the morning off and be on your own for a bit. Let's just see what else is going on here. The chair did its job. Where are there RA people in SA? I need to sell them my bread, says Bitcoin Boot.
It's a wild name, Bitcoin Boot.
Bitcoin Boot. That Don Kitty says, so this mate of his was sitting on the floor while telling him he needs to get his shit together. And there's only one chair.
That's cute. Very detailed story. That's a Caucasian, eh?
Yeah
definitely white person. So much detail. The person was standing in person. I don't know. What? That's like a crime scene. Was he standing? Was he sitting? How did he enter the house? I was in a camping chair and my feet were on the cooler box. Also, if you visit, you must bring your own stuff. I would do that. I'd go, if I had friends, I'd bring paper plates.
Why does this sound like a bribe? Like B.O.B. Like,
yes.
Bring your own booze.
That's how we should live in South Africa. Just if you want to. Because we cater for people, cater in inverted commas, because food's our love language. Mm-hmm. So when people come, we want to entertain. It's expensive.
It's hugely expensive.
And people just assume whatever it is, food, drinks, oh, it's on you. No. Bring your own paper plates. And,
I must wash.
Yes. Why? Now I must wash dishes.
Horrified.
Why must I wash dishes? I have no bring share of paper plates. I thought we were friends after the man in Randburg.
Simpia is like, she responded like the Queen of England would. Yes. She said, if you ate with the wrong fork, she's like,
I was still bring your own paper plates.
Paper plates. Yeah, it's a winner. I mean, it makes things easier. If you give the list to your friends of what to bring, then you know it's going to be a good time because then there's no cleaning afterwards and then everybody gets food and then everyone takes home and it works.
I'm with you, dude. Yeah. That's also easier.
But I have been told I have a cocaine nose, which is weird.
Well, don't take it personally. I mean, it's just one person in the comment section.
Listen, if they
say terrible things about us all the time, I wouldn't get upset.
Oh, no, I'm not getting upset. I'm like, if
coke you looked like you were a bit fragile there for a second.
No, I've got sinus problems. That's why I'm fragile. That's the only drugs I do. That's what I was going to say, guys. If you got like dicks or Everest or some Carenza, Linktagon and ACC together.
Oh, my gosh.
What a time. You're going to have a great day.
Oh man. All right. When are you doing your next show?
So I'm in Joburg. I've been traveling for the past year. I spent 4 months out of the country.
That's good. And you obviously did that's Australia.
Yeah, so I was in Australia for a total of 2 months, did 5 cities and did 91 shows. And then I was in Perth in Feb at Fringe World Festival. Show won a weekly award, which was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. And came back home to South Africa. Love South Africa, first of all. And because when we say we're traveling, people go, are you leaving? And I'm wild. It's the first thing people go, are you leaving? You go, no, I love my country. I love our people. Like, we're genuinely the best people in the world because we're the X factor. If we were in the UK or Europe, we'd be the best country. Because South Africans don't understand what no means.
Yeah.
We don't understand what failure means.
Yeah.
We don't understand what it means if a door's closed.
I love this.
We're the MacGyvers of the world. We figure things out.
We make a plan.
The world is soft. Like, the fact that they still have the audacity to complain if a train is late.
I know.
And then without stereotyping, I'm like, back home, a train could be burning without even. And then everybody just gets on with their day and does what they have to do. And we didn't even hear, get the email. We heard someone say, the train's burning, a few stations down.
And then, well, a guy who's still on fire still on literally fire. Walks up to you and goes, there's a train on fire.
You're like yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, and then you must move on.
I'm sorry, I can't piss on you at the moment. I just peed.
Yeah, I must do it now. But people don't get that, right? So, so good to be home. Traveling was at the arts.
What did you think of Australia?
Australia's interesting. So, like I said at the start, we honest and open about conversations.
Sure.
So Australia is not. No. Yeah, and this is where you're proud to be South African, because we had apartheid, we had democracy. Yes, we're not where we want to be economically and socially, but we speak.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yes. Because agreed.
The talking will lead to the growth. And 30 years post-democracy, I think all South Africans are going, okay, how do we do this thing to make it better?
Right.
Government of national unity, if you keep fighting, that's good for us because you're keeping each other accountable. Mm-hmm. If they're not fighting, some people must worry.
Yeah, because then their hands are in the till.
We must worry. And as long as Gaten is working on his summer body, it's good. It's good.
Gaten's the greatest.
Yeah, we talk about things, which is important. And we have our problems. So a lot of...
Sorry, Shaq's Life says, just proving how great South Africans are, if a truck overturns on the road, we help them to clean up.
With the best. We're the best. Like,
South Africans help. We get involved.
We're sincere. We're street smart. We got street credit. That's we're not right. soft.
That's very good.
Yeah, we got sympathy and empathy. We're cool people, man. And without being cliche, the Springboks legit represent so much of that sincerity. Because...
Do you bring them up in your show?
I speak about them, but bigger picture, like if the world knew the circumstances each individual comes from, but also... the adversity that they face to get there and then dominate like that.
Mm.
And then the way they represent South Africa, culturally, racially, religiously, you go, this is where we want to be as a nation. So it's not cliche. And a lot of the times the globe, when in my shows, when I speak about the Springboks, they think we're arrogant.
Yeah.
They think they're like, oh, we're not arrogant. We're so proud because they represent so much more. And other countries don't have that pride for their national teams. Even South Africans, like if we're strangers, and I would greet random South Africans on the travels. If I hear the accent, I'd greet you. And then we would have a conversation. 10-1, if we're out, we'd break bread, have a drink, go to a show. It would be a sincere moment, exchange details. But over if it's in the States, I haven't been yet, but if it's Americans, if they hear American accent, they don't just speak to another American.
They're better than Europeans. The Europeans are the worst
in the bubble.
They just ignore each other completely. I mean, like people in Britain on the underground, they don't even you might as well not be there.
Yes.
Like they got earphones or like headphones on, and they got glasses on or whatever, like hoodies or they do not interact at all with each other. You might as well be on the subway on your own.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Very weird.
My wife was with
me. If you say hello, they think you're crazy. Yeah.
We greeted a German lady in Berlin, and she had a nice dog. And we were like, hi. And she looked at us and said, do I know you? And then I went, I don't know.
So Jesse Daniels says, Dalen and I went to school together. Superamoris.
Yeah, Jesse was with my boys.
Wait, say that name again?
Jesse Daniels.
No, the school?
Superamoris.
Yeah, that's how... school's motto, never give up.
Oh,
yeah.
Ben was there as well, I think.
Yeah. Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
So for the few, like 6 months he went to school because he was raised in the wild.
Yes. But he looks, what's he now? Like 18? How old is he? He's lived a life.
Ben's 40?
Why are boys so weird like that? But cool. Jesse's good people. Yeah.
All right. Very good. So there are lots of people in here who are very big fans of yours. I'm pleased to see this.
That's cool. Yeah.
Except there was one person who said that you are the whitest person of color he's ever seen.
Bless you. Now give me land if you're that confident about it.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. But that's also good when it's a little ambiguous and people aren't sure. Yes.
Well, I get that.
That's lacquer.
I'm Oliver. So they're like, oh, you're Olafir. I'm like, no.
Oliver. Very good.
For a certain price. Yeah, man. Yeah.
10-1. When last did I hear that? Cape Coloured in PE, says that's Melissa. She's a Cape Coloured in PE. She just likes that expression. Yes. You said 10 to 1 when you see South Africa. I love that.
Is that a Cape Town phrase?
No, I don't know. I've used it.
Yeah, but you are Cape colored.
Well, my credentials, are very very skeptical about that. Judas says it's true. Europe is cold, and I'm not talking about the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have a warmth to us.
We got like a warmth.
The chances are also of South Africans meeting up anywhere in the world, they're going to actually do cool shit together. They're like,
yes.
They'll have drinks. They'll make things happen. Most people in the world, when they say, we must definitely make a plan, they don't mean that.
Yes. A lot of Cape Townians are like that. Yeah. A coffee in Cape Town is not a coffee. That's Joburg's energy is great. I genuinely love this city, right? And the cool thing is, over the years, coming back and forth, and my friends are still staying here, like a braai is really a braai in Joburg, which is the best. Hey, we got a braai later, come over.
Right.
Oh, wow, we met each other in the week. Yeah, I said we're going to have a braai.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you know how many coffees and braais I'm waiting for in Cape Town from my own friends?
Yeah.
I love you
and
guys.
And you grew up there.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Never happens. Keep them guessing, Dalen. Eat a Gatsby and listen to Chris Cornbeis. Then they'll really be confused.
That is life.
It is.
Or dozy.
It is,
The rapist.
Dude, I love when I discover some part of South Africa that I've never understood before.
Yes.
Like the first time I went and did a DJ gig in Tongaat.
Where's that?
K Bru. Let me tell you, KZN. Mm. It's like all Indian crowd.
Yes.
And the party only starts at like 12 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So you get there and you think, oh my God, the place is empty. I've screwed up. This is a disaster. But then everyone gets out of one car at midnight and the place is full.
Wow.
I don't know where they come from.
Leave that one
car situation.
That one car is a neighborhood icon.
Like an Uno.
Leave that one car. One trip. We all had that one car.
And places like the Galaxy and places like this Afrikaans thing that I went to a while ago. Remember I told you?
Yes.
I went to this Afrikaans place. I've lived in Pretoria all my life. I didn't know this place existed. And there are these Dutchmen doing like this kind of sokkie dance.
The Lang Adam.
Mm. I was like, this is amazing.
I can't sokkie. Can you sokkie?
No, I can't.
I wish
There's
I could.
No chance.
Like just looking, especially, you know, it's
no,
the
I
best.
Know my weakness.
And it's a big fricky, but there's just twinkle toes.
Yeah, yeah, he can
dance
move.
Floor.
And
he moves.
Ichoy.
But that's South Africa, and you've got to enjoy each city and each province for what it is. We can never compare. So,
but this is also great for comedians. You have endless material, right?
Endless. And we're always adapting as South Africans in everyday life. Just think about it. How many people you meet, different race, religion, culture, language. So each time you're interacting with someone, you're trying to find what's our meeting point.
Yeah.
And once you find it, then we can be in that same WhatsApp group. And it's the same with comedy. So as a new comic, for example, I remember, so I'm from Retreat. It's in the southern suburbs of Cape Town, with the last point on the Cape Flats line. Right?
Yeah.
And then it intersects to go straight to town or Cape Flats. And then what happens is I go perform in OBS and I'm speaking, and it's students. And I come to Melbourne, to Joburg, students, lekker crowd, but I'm speaking about dicing and illegal drag racing. But these are slang words that people from these areas go, what on earth are you saying? And then you realize, oh, I've got to work on that muscle to start adapting accordingly.
Oh, right. Lost as well.
Yeah. So
what's dicing?
Dicing is illegal street drag
driving
racing.
A car really fast at night.
Like Fast and the Furious.
No.
Or spinning. Yeah.
No. So spinning
that's different.
Is different. So imagine Fast and the Furious, but
Okay, gotcha.
I just realized this morning I am actually colored.
You are.
I just realized it. I've been living a lie.
What can your name be? Gareth.
I don't know.
Gareth is nice. Yeah.
Gareth could work.
If you're from Cape Town, you're from Milnerton. Yeah.
But you have to say Milnerton.
Milnerton. There we go. You see, you know.
See,
you know.
My credit's
welcome,
good.
Bro.
All
nice.
Right. Listen, dude, we want to come and see your show. Give us some details there again.
So I kick off at Theatre on the Square in Johannesburg.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's in Sandton. I'm from 1 to 5 October. And then I'm off to Durban the 12th, Paarl the 19th. And then we go Kobega, East London, and then Cape Town from 19th
Jeez,
to 30th.
You are busy. Well
yeah,
done.
So enjoying all the cities. And I'll add on to that Kimberley, Bloom, go Garden Grove, more cities.
Those little towns is a waste of time. In fact, Durban, you're wasting your time because people never do anything.
Robbie Williams, that's always the thing.
I will
Durban.
Never forget that. I was emceeing that concert, dude.
Okay, wow.
I had to introduce Robbie Williams, and there's like 400 people in the fucking stadium. I'm like, yeah, Robbie Williams.
On his world tour.
Yeah.
Durban will keep you humble.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cuz, you're going to vibe posi, no flops.
No.
That's a full sentence in Durban. And if you've never experienced it before, you are confused. Wild.
All right. I love it. Dalen, thanks for coming to see us, dude.
Thanks for letting me hang out. Very nice to see you.
Yeah, you must come and do it again.
Pleasure. I'll see you in Randburg.
You got the stamp of approval.
Yeah. Yes. I'll
see you in Randburg. Take some pure dicing.
Bring your camping chair.
Okay.
Very good. And no more Midrand, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But we're going to have plates, right?
Real plates, not paper plates.
Yeah. Thank you.
So do I leave now? How does this work? Or do I stand and look at you guys?
No. It's, Judas says, happy Friday, everyone. If it's cold on your side, keep warm and remember to stay away from fake news. Good show. Okay, well, thank you, Judas. Now that you've said that, we can complete our day. So very good. That's a great way to end the show. Everybody behave yourself and we will see you on Monday at 6 a.m. Bye.